Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Engel.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
I came howling after God. Won't you set things right? Mend my mind, untie my knot. Calm me through the night. Not another word from you, I came to say goodbye.
Hello, everybody. This is Troy Nelson, and I'm back with you again for another episode of Live on KEXP. Every week, we feature exclusive, live, in-studio performances you're not going to hear anywhere else. On the show this time, from Boston and Malawi, it's the hope and spirituality of Anjimali.
To the sky, I raised my head. Won't you set me straight? Will I live to shake the dead? Will I crumble from the weight? Not another word from you, I came to say goodbye. Not another word from you, my love.
It's a gift, he said. It's not something you learn or get out of a manual. It's just a gift. Tom Petty told this to Paul Zolo at American Songwriter magazine, referring to the act of songwriting. He also said, "Fame to me is similar to going to a party with your psychiatrist." He meant that everything you do will be probed. It is judged by the public, picked over, sneered at, or even dismissed. It's hard to keep a secret, and it's hard just to keep things private. You learn to fly in the open.
Learning to fly.
Oh, sorry.
Your parents think I'm crazy. I can't say they're wrong.
Another side to the story is this. Maybe being famous is also a gift. Not to the artist, but one that the artist makes to the world. It is the gift of themselves as an example, as vulnerable, as imperfect, and as human. This gift is also what we call representation. And who is out there giving, or I guess being the gift, matters more than ever. Representation makes it feel like who you are is acceptable, who you are is valid, who you are is to be celebrated. Songwriter and singer Anjimali is a spectacular gift. He is a recovering alcoholic and wrote much of the music on their album Giver Taker while in treatment. Also, Anjimali is a non-binary trans person. Their pronouns are they, them, and he, him, and Boy King is also accepted.
Look, Simba, everything the light touches is our kingdom.
Anjimali was born in a Dallas suburb to African parents, Malawian specifically. Malawi is in southeastern Africa, north of Mozambique, or kind of poking south into Mozambique, and bordered to the northeast by a huge lake, Lake Malawi. To the west is Zambia, to the north, Tanzania. It is a difficult place to live, and as in many countries recovering from colonization, there is a lot of poverty. The HIV pandemic continues. It is especially difficult to be a woman. The risk of violence is high, and LGBT people are criminalized. We were stunned to hear that in Chichewa, the language of Malawi, Anjimali means denied.
Yeah, let me play this from the KEXP interview with Anjimali with DJ Gabriel Teodros.
I'm just going to read a few of your song lyrics so people can hear it. I want them to go back and listen to the album, though. You said, "Was my body divine? Was my body denied? I can't see what's in your eyes. I can't be what's in your eyes." And I just think whole books could be written about those bars. You know what I mean? Because it reminds me of so much, like personally, like, oh man, like from concepts of like, you know, double consciousness, like Frantz Fanon, mm-hmm. like having to constantly be aware of how you're seen and how other people see you. Also, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Kenyan writer Ngugi wa Thiong'o. He's a giant in the conversations about decolonization in Africa. And and he talked about how all oppression starts when someone is made to question their own body. And I've taken that quote and kind of applied it to like my whole philosophy in DJing is I want people to feel free. So I never want to play a song that makes anyone question their own body. And I just wanted to give you that and say thank you for that song. It means a lot. Can you talk a little bit more about that song in particular in your eyes, like what it means for you and where those lyrics come from?
Yeah. So first of all, I love that analysis. And In Your Eyes, it's like another sort of familial related song. And that tune, like very specifically, I was like addressing my mother, and it kind of relates to my queer and trans identity and like the lack of acceptance in that, I guess, area. And then for those lines specifically, so Anjimali is a Chichewa name, and it according to my parents, it means denied.
Ooh,
wow. Because when I was born, my parents, they were wanted, like, expecting a son. And then, like, I popped out. And my aunt was like, oh, Aunt Jimily. And they were like, that sounds like a good name. So I was told that my name means denied. And so, yeah, that line is pretty literal. And it kind of, the meaning of my name has kind of shaped my worldview, I think, in a way. In terms of my like repeated coming outs across every spectrum, whether that's as queer, as trans, as like a person in recovery, as like an angry Black person, there's like a lot of uncovering that people do.
Yeah, beautiful.
Getting right in your eyes, spitting right in your eyes. Does my body divide? Was my body denied? Ooh, I can see what's in your eyes. No, I can't be what's in your eyes.
Anjimali grew up with lots of music. His parents love 80s pop music and would blast Madonna while making breakfast. Or maybe the gorgeous and healing sounds of Oliver Mutukudzi. His sisters were in the choir. His brother plays bass and drums. Like most kids, they found some other music outside of home, notably Sufjan Stevens. And Anjimali learned guitar fingerpicking by listening to Iron and Wine's Our Endless Number Days on repeat. You can probably hear the influence pretty clearly. Playing led to writing songs, and when they headed out to college at Northeastern University in Boston, they started trying out those tunes at open mics. Boston is the college town to end all college towns. It's got the important college town stuff. Number one, lots of colleges. 35?
Yeah.
Two, pride in those colleges. You may have heard of Harvard or MIT.
Man.
Three, low cost of living. Okay, Boston is expensive, but not if you live with people. Four, culture. Lots of it. Those open mics, house shows, music and art venues. And E, bars.
Bars.
Here lies the problem. For lots of us, college is where the drinking starts. Problem is, for a lot of us, it's really hard to stop. Anjimali left Boston in 2016 in order to enter treatment for alcoholism down in Florida. Lucky for us, he took his guitar. Songs would follow. He says, sobriety is the most important thing because without it, there is no music. Recovery is the well from which abundance now flows. He returned to Boston and recorded a couple of records, which you won't really be able to find, except for the Maker mixtape. But he entered the Tiny Desk concert and won locally, which led to a grant from Live Arts Boston, which in turn paid for the making of Giver Taker. He was able to hire his bandmate and multi-instrumentalist Justine Bow, who is also performing under the name Photo Comfort.
So I decided to take the long way home.
singer-songwriter Gabe Goodman as producer. Goodman has since left New York and moved to Ye Olde Music Enclave in Silver Lake, Los Angeles.
Sitting in the park, I had a few ideas.
Together, those two brought in a plethora of influences and ideas, which took Anjimile's arrangements in new directions. Or as he says lovingly, they are like a weird couple of freaks that make fun creative decisions. In addition to bass, keys, and harmonies, they brought in some brilliant textures. Flute, clarinet, banjo, trumpet, strings, saxophone, French horn, congas, oh, electronics, and full drums. Lots of fun stuff. It's super clean and very well recorded and mixed. Anjimile is on the album cover, intentionally, because of others who might need it, not because of vanity, because representation matters. Giver Taker is available on Father Daughter Records. The album is about life and death and grief and struggle, but perhaps most of all, it's about possibility. And we have another word for that too, hope. For this session, they played 5 songs from the new record solo on guitar. We are more than excited to present Anjimile live on KEXP.
I can't be your baby no more.
I can't be a baby no more, 'cause I done gone crazy. Am I not supposed to hurt you? Am I not supposed to make you cry? Damn, I just don't know good loving the right way. Am I dead? Must be dead. Am I sick in my head? Am I wrong? Must be wrong. Better get gone. I can't be your baby no more.
Just heard Anjimily with the songs Your Tree and Baby No More.
Live on KEXP.
Now here's more of our live session with Anjimily.
Are you real? Are you something out of a dream from me? Change of course. course, a strange discord resolved. I need soothing. My lips aren't moving. My God is bruised.
Was our live session with Anjimalee. You heard the songs 1978, The Maker, and a cover of Laura Marling's Soothing. We'd like to thank them for virtually stopping by. Shout out to WRBB 104.9 in Boston, Massachusetts, broadcasting Wiggly Air for one last semester during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thanks for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson. We will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.